What is going on, y'all? This is Stella Hines Podcast Show, and continue listening to my segment of The Truth of Stella Hines. And this story that I'm about to tell is more so for a lesson for people to learn. I know my friend, I told the story before and had put it on YouTube. My friend told me to take it down. But I think people need to hear it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not ashamed of anything I do that I did in the past. So, without further ado, here you go. God has a way of humbling you. He has a way of sending you down. And boy, it burns. He had a way of doing that to me. Okay, so I remember when I was younger, during my days, I was like 19, 20. I ain't gonna lie, man. I had the ladies. I loved the ladies. You know what I'm saying? I still love the ladies. But I really loved the ladies then, man. And it was like sometimes I had to have it, or if it was new, I had to get it, or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And you talk about somebody that had a girlfriend at the time. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't right to her. I'm sorry, y'all. I was like, yeah. Okay, so continue the story. So it wasn't right to her. I had a girlfriend and everything or whatever. It was just an all around wrong situation. This is how God would sit you down. And like I said, this is not a story to gain clout or anything off of. It's actually quite embarrassing to anybody else that would tell the story. But I'm man enough to tell the story. So here it goes. So I remember one night, right? My little sister, she had this friend. She's a Caucasian girl. And her name was Stephanie. Stephanie was a very flamboyant female. She was wild. They used to drink all the time, whatever the case may be. At the time, me, my best friend, his girlfriend, her cousin, who I used to date, we all went out. So upon us going out, you know what I'm saying, we go to the movies. I think we went bowling or something. Son of shit, whatever like that. We was just out. And I had no business being out with them because my actual girlfriend at the time, she was going through stuff. And I feel bad about it every time I think about it, you know. But at the time, I don't give a fuck. She had her feelings. You know what I'm saying? So, we having a good time, this, that, and the other. I think my sister called me first. She like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, nothing, we just out. She's like, hey, you know, Steph want to get at you. I get at you how? She wanna get at you. So I'm like, oh, word? All right, cool. I'm on the way. So I'm telling Mo, and I'm like, hey, drop me off, bro. He like, duh, I don't think you should do that. Mo was always be the one that tried to talk me out of stuff. Sometimes I didn't listen, sometimes I did. So Mo like, man, you should just, you know, you shouldn't do it, man. Don't do it. Just stay with us. I'm like, nah, man, I never had a snow bunny before. So I'm like, I'm about to go to the crib, get the stone bunny, you know what I'm saying, knock her off real good. You know, it is what it is. So, as I'm going over here, they mad. My friends are mad at me. You know, so at the time, I'm just thinking with my other head. I'm not thinking with the head, my brain. I'm like, man, I'm about to go do the thing or whatever like that. So, oh, cool. I get to the house. My sister, all them, they in the basement. So I get to the basement. Oh, girl's laying there. She got on a robe and some little shorts or whatever the case may be. I sit down with her on the side of her. She's trying to get started right there. I'm like, hey, wait till we get upstairs. So here's a part right here I kind of always blame my brother-in-law for. I sent him to the store to get a condom. I'm like, hey, go get a condom. Doo-doo-woo-woo. He goes to get the chargers in the blue patch. This is fucked up as well. It got me the big head too. So he goes. So we going upstairs. You know what I'm saying? We kind of think, why did you kind of go down or whatever like that? So he comes back. He gives me the condom. I'm like, all right, bet. You know what I'm saying? We goes in the room. The old girl about to start. I'm trying to put this thing on, but it wouldn't fit. So it wouldn't fit. No, so at this point, I got the big head. You know what I'm saying? And whatever like that. So she asked me, you know what I'm saying, magic words. She was like, can you pull out? I'm like, bet. Me not thinking, I goes in for the kill. Didn't know what was heading in store to me after the fact. So we getting in like 2-3 times that night. You know what I'm saying? You know. Whatever. So the next morning, I kind of feel, you know. I ain't gonna say it either, like, you know, so I didn't feel right. So it was an uneasy feeling. So nothing happens or anything like that. So, bam, the next couple days, I'm going on my girl house. I'm chilling. My girl, I start feeling strange. So my girl is trying to be affectionate with me, but for some reason, I don't want to be affectionate. You know, it surprised me because everybody knows Sterling loves the ladies any kind of way. But I'm not trying to be affectionate. I'm just, you know, nah, babe, you know, so just lay here with me, you know, this, that, other. Okay, cool. One night, I was walking home. So if anybody knows Cooley High School is like at night, you know what I'm saying, it's raining. So I had to take a pee. So I goes over to the door. In front of the door, I know it's disrespectful. Goes in front of the door and I pee. It burns a little bit. So I'm like, damn. But I pee again, it didn't feel that way. So it was like an in and out feeling. And whatever. So, you know what I'm saying? For the next couple of days, I'm like confused. You know what I'm saying? So I'm paying attention to certain stuff. I'm looking, you know what I'm saying? I have to change my drawers a lot because now it's draining discharge, but I'm in denial. I'm like, nah, that's not what that is. That's not what that is. That's not what that is. You know, it would hurt, wouldn't hurt. It was like that for like the next 3 days or whatever like that. So one morning, I believe it's like a Monday going into a Sunday going into a Monday. I'm on the phone with my ex-girlfriend. I just was doing all types of shit. And we was like planning this future together or whatever the case may be. I'm like, all right, I'm going to come see you tomorrow. I get stuff to happen, go to the bathroom. When I say I pee and it felt like literally fire coming out my shit, it was fire coming out my shit. It felt like it was like, I'm like, oh shit. I turned my shit up. I see the discharge. I wanted to cry, and you know, I knew I had to do something about it at that point, you know. So I'm just I'm lost. So I get up the next morning. I go to Harmony Key. People know that's where you go. Now, that's not the only place you go to get, you know, tested or whatever like that. But I go to there, they close. So don't even know why I did it. So I cut the bus all the way back home, knowing that Saturday Night Grace is right down the street from me. Okay, so I go get something from Maurice. I just probably get still burning. Ever I break down and tell him what happens. You know what I'm saying? You know, he gave me a lecture or whatever like that. So bam, I'm on my way back to the hospital. I go to Henry Ford. As I go to Henry Ford, it's this dude, it's just like a little new CNA dude, nurse or whatever. So he's like maybe off some energy drinks, so he's just hype. I'm like, hey man, come here. He comes. He's like, yeah, man, I got you. Like, chill your ass up. Listen, hey man, I got an STD. This, that, other. Whoa. You know what I'm saying? I need you to take care of. Get me take care of. Yeah, I got you, man. Cool. Long story short, I get back there. I go all the way back. They give me the two of the finest nurse doctor combination ever. And I'm just sitting up there. I'm like, oh my God. So you know, I goes, they give me this, they put a stick to Q-tip down there, and then they give me this shot in the back to get rid of it, and couldn't have intercourse for another 6 to 8 weeks, and yeah, you know, so. Yeah, man, that's what happened. That's my story, man. I learned a lot of lessons from that. So, yeah, man, you got to be careful, man. God will humble. He definitely humbled me. I feel like I can share that because I'm not ashamed of it. But, yeah, man, it's always good to share stories like that and help somebody get the lesson out the story. So, thank you for listening to me tonight, man. I got more of the truth of Sterling Hines coming. So, like I said, it's going to be more than just a segment on the show. It's going to be something big, and you're going to love it. So, yeah. Have a nice night.